علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we're discussing about prophethood. We reach this phrase in Nahjul Balagha in the sermon number 192, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَكَانُوا أَقْوَامًا مُسْتَضْعَفِينَ, that the prophets were a group of people that were mustadhaf, that means they were belonging to the lower class, or they were downtrodden and they were not proud. They found themselves belonging to the lower class of the people, the general public, the normal people of the society, especially when it comes to the societies before the coming of the divine governance. And we say that this is because the prophets found themselves to be ones who fought for the cause of this group of people that were not given the chance to decide for their future. And when you talk about mustadhaf here in detail and in essence, it means that group that doesn't have authority, doesn't have a will, doesn't have a say with regards to what it needs to become, what the community needs to become in the future, and they just have to follow the whims and the wants of a certain group of proud people. And therefore the prophets came to change the status quo, and this is something that was discussed previously. Inshallah, we'll discuss more in this session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, if you remember previously, we mentioned that when we talk about istidhaaf, and when we say that these are downtrodden or weak groups, we don't mean that they are spiritually weak. We don't mean that they'd have a weak willpower. They are very strong in that sense. But they are weak in the sense that they have been downtrodden because they have been shackled, they have been strangled by a group of proud people to not decide and to not have a say with regards to the community, using some material force. But the prophets of God continuously fight for this cause, so that finally they break these shackles and they cause that community to become free, and therefore free their selves to be able to kind of rejuvenate that internal innate nature that really wants that state of worshipping God and for the divine authority to be established on earth. This being said, we have to also realize that, therefore, when we talk about the prophets being mustad'af, being amongst this group of people that did not have that kind of related themselves to this group that were politically weak, that were not allowed to have a say in the society. When we say that, we don't mean that the prophets did not depend on material means to establish the right form of governance. That they just, you know, depended on giving some advice, or maybe sitting in a corner and praying and doing these kind of things, just of a spiritual nature, or maybe just some kind of acts of worship and things like that. No, the prophets, they also made use of material wealth and material issues. The wealth of Bibi Khadija, Salamullah alayha, had a very important role in the establishment of Islam. And this is something that cannot be ignored. You know, when we talk about Islam, we don't mean that we want to ignore those material cause and effects that exist in the system of creation. I mean, we don't ignore that. And therefore, we need to be very logical and very clear when we talk about Islam. We don't have to, you know, kind of become wishfully thinking in the way we discuss about Islam. It is very important, and I thought it was necessary to mention.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, coming back to our discussion, so we say that material means was something that was also necessary, and material means doesn't contradict with the fact that having material means, let's say having material amenities and having material force and wealth, let's say, does not contradict with being mustad'af, does not contradict with the fact that a person is struggling in a revolutionary sense to go against a wrong system. As we said, we defined mustad'af as a group of people that are struggling to form a new system whereby they can have a say. This struggle, this revolutionary spirit does not contradict with material progress, does not contradict with material wealth and presence of wealth. In fact, sometimes it is necessary. Though it is not the main cause, nor is it the only cause for the progress of that community. But it is an important necessity. Otherwise, how would the Prophet ﷺ, for example, feed all those people that would come to his house to, for example, receive guidance? How would he, for example, solve the economic needs of the people and the public and the society? How would he strengthen the army that was going to different expeditions to, you know, free people from their difficulties? How would he do all of these things without the presence of material progress? So we need to also keep this in mind. In the paradigm of thought that we have with regards to Islamic revolution and an Islamic form of governance, we need to be very clear that there is a necessity to apply the natural systems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created material things to be in service of some spiritual higher needs of the society. And this, inshallah, is something that we need to keep in mind and to be able to always see clearly. And of course, when we say that, we mean that more priority and the higher, you can say, necessity is the spiritual and that internal thought processes that are necessary. But this is also something that is a necessary requirement. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معه من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه